Well, we have our last guest lined up. One of our favorites, our good buddy Jim Vandenbark with Vandenbark Jewelers. How are you, my friend?
Gentlemen, good. How about yourself? Thanks for having me out.
Yeah, thanks for coming out here and joining us. And, boy, this is my first time here at John Crist Winery. This is fantastic.
It's a nice setting, isn't it?
Beautiful setting.
They do a nice job. And, you know, the winery world has become a big thing all of a sudden when you think of all the other names around there. But this is one of the first and one of the most well-known as far as that goes. And they've done a great job over the years.
Yeah, no question about that. This would be a great place to come and talk about what kind of jewelry you're going to buy, right? I mean, I think, Matt.
I mean, wine brings romance, right?
Right? Wine brings romance.
Exactly.
I like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're in the business of love, so that's all good.
No question about that. Well, you know, we're coming up on a few different holidays or seasons, so to speak. Is it still one of those deals where fall going into winter is like a big engagement season? Does that still hold true, or has that kind of changed?
No, there are still quite a few engagements, yes. We're in the midst right now. I just delivered one today, as a matter of fact, and it worked out timing-wise perfect because he has to go away a couple nights, and it made it a lot easier to give her the ring today so that she doesn't miss him as much because she has her new ring to stare at. So there's some engagements going on right now. A lot of weddings, though. I would say more weddings than engagements at this present point. And then we'll kick back into engagements a lot in December, a little bit of New Year's Eve and things like that. But as we talked last time, I think engagements have become a fairly popular, or weddings have become a fairly popular fall theme because the weather's so nice. I mean, it's just absolutely gorgeous. Saturday, Sunday this last weekend in the 70s just makes for a beautiful wedding.
Yeah, it was 60 degrees on Saturday. Yeah. It was perfect. Yeah, but it
that's
was
right.
Nice.
We had that's right. Saturday was a little cooler than Sundays, but that's just great because if you're in a traditional suit tux type thing, then of course you're a little warmer. So those nice days and fall days can just be beautiful. None of us like necessarily waiting for the white stuff to come, but we do enjoy watching everything turn. And this year we've got no burned out grass, and it's just been gorgeous as far as the amount of color. That's I think we're going to see a lot of color in the trees. Will be interesting.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the fall wedding. It's even. Even if it's outdoors, indoors, or if you're doing the both thing, it's usually a little cooler. So that's nicer, especially for, as you mentioned, when guys are wearing suits. You appreciate that.
Right, the fact that you don't have to to walk around just, oh, my gosh, you know, we're looking for comfort as far as that goes. And so, yeah, fall just is, as I say, I look forward to it all the way through Christmas. I think for me it's probably January, February, March that kind of get me down a little bit because you're just into that winter doldrums and everything's dirty and bare and all that kind of stuff. But fall itself is absolutely gorgeous. And so we always say it's a good time for our customers to get their rings checked and cleaned, repaired up, sized before Christmas and things like that. Some of the things you put off for the summer to get ready to go, and so we spend a lot of time doing that. But as I say, wedding bands are probably one of the biggest things going on right now. Couples just left and right. Gosh, there's handfuls of weddings that I can just think of coming up in the next couple weeks. And then we're back into clam bake season, which is awesome. I was at one last Saturday night. I've got one this Saturday night, and barbecues and all the kinds of fundraisers are going on. So that's kind of cool too. You get to see a lot of friends. It's almost like saying goodbye. What I always think Halloween was. You almost say goodbye to these folks for the winter, and you know, you're not going to see them as much until April, and that's when they all start again. But to me, and then of course in retail, our Christmas season. But it's almost like saying goodbye, neighbor. And I love walking around on Halloween night with the kids or however it may be, and you're almost saying to your neighbors, "Hey, it's been good to see you, and it's getting cold now, so I'm going to go in and watch football and all that good stuff."
Going to go hibernate for a while.
Yeah, basically, you do.
Yeah. Here's a strange question along those Halloween lines. Everybody's got different tastes. Some people more into Halloween than others.
As we just heard by the previous person on the show. That was a good interview.
Jeff
did a good interview. I loved it. I listened all the way out, and it was very interesting. And no doubt people are into Halloween anymore. But it was a great interview.
But do you notice that people come in and specifically request something that might be kind of Halloween-themed as far as jewelry goes? Or is that something that never really comes across your plate?
In fine jewelry, I would say it does not.
Okay.
So I think in the Halloween theme of things that people love that, but they love it in an affordable, almost what you and I would call costume jewelry that they can put on Halloween dangle earrings. And I necessarily haven't had the individual that has gone out and spent hundreds or thousands of dollars on a piece of Halloween per se jewelry as far as that goes.
so nobody's come at you asking for like a jack-o'-lantern with a bunch of diamonds in it, nothing like that, that not, doesn't pop up?
Not necessarily. And I'm not saying it's not out there. Probably it is out there somewhere where somebody's really dove deep. And because we've got people that do Santa Claus and they want, SC rings and diamond rings that specifically talk about it, and their cars are red and they do the theme the whole year long. And I'm sure the Halloween things, as Jeff spoke of, is the same exact way people really get into the Halloween theming anymore as far as that goes. But I don't think it's carried off. And of course, it's, if you do Halloween, it's at night. Everything is kind of a mystery. Interestingly enough, though, the birthstone for October is opal. And opal is one of the most mysterious birthstones or stones there is, because, of course, it's very water-based and it's got all the colors, the red, blues, yellows, and orange. They're very breakable. And, of course, there's superstitions of when they break that it has to do with, if it's not your birthstone, then you shouldn't wear an opal and things. And so it falls right along with the whole October mystery month and superstitions and things like that.
Interesting. Okay. And I know we're also coming up on a Swedish Day holiday as well, which I know is wildly popular in jewelry, and you had alluded to that last time.
Mm-hmm.
What was the big seller for Swedish Day you were telling us about last time we had John? It was a necklace of some sort.
Oh, the moon?
Was it the
moon thing?
The phase of the moon.
Yes.
As we talked about Swedish Day, and of course, Swedish Day being originally a confectioner's holiday, originated in Cleveland, which is interesting too. And the confectioners gave candy to the kids that were a little underprivileged, and that's how Swedish Day started. So it had nothing to do with your sweetheart. It had nothing to do with jewelry. It was actually them giving out candy to the underprivileged kids in the neighborhoods. And if I'm not mistaken, trying to think who the confectioner would have been in Cleveland. It was like a Pharaoh slash Mally's, but it was somebody back then, and they got together and they all ended up giving it out. But if you ask about Swedish Day in Tennessee, they'll look at you like you're crazy.
Yeah.
And so what is that? It's definitely a Northeast Ohio holiday, but we'll take advantage of that because why not? And so that the moon phase pieces are definitely good for a Swedish Day type occasion because of the budget. They're $50, and they come with any phase of the moon you were born under, from a waning to a waxing crescent to a full moon to a lunar eclipse, and people love that. And again, that ties in with the whole Halloween and mysterious month as far as that goes. But yeah, Swedish Day, when is it this year? October?
Hey, you got me.
Come on, boy. You've got to know this. You just got married. You're going to have to be in.
I feel like every time we talk to you, it's a list of the things I've screwed up in my life.
Poor Matt. If he wasn't so good looking, he'd be in trouble, huh?
Exactly. Thank God for these looks.
Yeah, exactly. Right. He's made it work for 3 or 4 years now, right? Two kids later, he's doing fine.
Well, I think so.
To go to Jim's point, I grew up in northern Indiana. Swedish Day doesn't reach that far, at least where I was from. And so when I married a woman from Northeast Ohio and she's asking me what I got her for Swedish Day, that was another one of those moments.
Me.
Exactly.
Swedish Day, October 20th, Bull.
Okay, so we're a couple weeks away.
I still got time.
I think
you should bring Matt with you this time.
He's doing things better than I did. Yeah.
He also survived as well. He's one of the only married men I know that actually survived having received a wedding gift and not given one back.
I just got it the day of the day wedding. Yeah.
You went out and got a locket, right? Is that what you did?
Yeah.
It's a great story because I'll let you tell it. Because you mentioned that your mother-in-law came and delivered you the gift, right?
Yeah, that was actually the day of the wedding.
My wife had explained
to me that she had gotten me. I'm a big watch guy. I love watches. And I think she had alluded to the fact she had gotten me one. So I was like, you got me a wedding gift? And so I had to run out and then, of course, get something as well. I think she let me know the night of rehearsal dinner. And so the next day, the day of our wedding, I decided I need to go out and get her something. So I ran. I had a friend who knew a jewelry store, and so we went to that the day I'm getting married, January 3rd, 2015, I believe it was. And I found a locket that I thought looked sweet, and she could put whatever picture she wanted in there. And so I got that for her. I don't know where it is to this day, but it is a nice locket. I know it's kept in the house at some point, maybe in a safe or something along those lines. But during the wedding, they do the big reveal, and she came and gave me a note. Now, I was not aware of the notes that you write for people back and forth that you said you did it. So I didn't have it. She was like, do you have something for me to take to Kate? I was like, No congratulations.
Yeah, see?
I was like, how about a hug?
Yeah, that's right. Can I send you back with a hug?
Yeah.
So he could have used your guidance. That was that question about that.
I gave her the present earlier in the day, or I gave it to her sister or something.
I thought you'd done good, right?
Yeah, I thought I'd done really well.
Exactly.
Apparently, I didn't handwrite anything.
He's made up for lost time.
But in my defense, I'm not a real great speller, so you have to decipher a few things if I write something.
Well, you could have just texted her.
That's a good point.
True, we could have done that too.
I think these wedding rules change a lot. I don't know. I was probably, these wedding rules change a lot, my friend. I don't know.
Change a ton. Jim, a pleasure as always, my friend.
Thank you, Bull. I appreciate it.
As always. Thank you so much.
Enjoy you having me out and enjoy. And thanks for a good show at John Chris Winery.
Absolutely. Well, that's going to take us to the finish line of today's show. Plenty of people to thank. Big thanks to both Jen and Chris here at John Chris Winery. Thank you guys so much for hosting it. This has been a blast from the get-go. We look forward to coming back again soon. Our thanks to all of today's guests, Tony Tominick with Heritage Avon Lake, Jennifer Cuff with John Chris Winery, Jeff Hartz of the Cleveland Haunts Club, and, of course, Jim Vandermark with Vandermark Jewelers. For Matt Douglas, I'm Andy Bulbarch saying thank you so much for joining us on today's show. Don't forget, tomorrow we're back in studio at 3 o'clock, ready to rock and roll on a Wednesday edition of Bullseye on the Afternoon. Big thanks as well to Steve Bailey back in studio control for all of his help. For Matt Douglas, I'm Andy Bulbarch saying thanks for listening, and we'll catch you tomorrow at 3.